from the newsroom at news.com.au.
This is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, December 29th. We'll start with the good news today, and Victoria has recorded no new coronavirus cases locally or in hotel quarantine for the 60th consecutive day. There were 6,899 tests done in the 24-hour period to midnight, with just 7 active cases in the state. To the Northern Territory, and a 25-year-old man who arrived in Darwin from Indonesia has tested positive for COVID-19. The man, a crew member from a cattle export vessel, was tested aboard the ship and immediately placed in isolation. The Northern Territory has never recorded a case of community transmission of coronavirus. All 75 cases in the NT have been international or interstate travellers. In New South Wales, and two Sydney mayors have piled on Gladys Berejiklian after yesterday's New Year's Eve restriction announcement. Miss Berejiklian banned crowds to festivities around Sydney Harbour on Thursday night, despite previous restrictions allowing frontline workers access to view the midnight fireworks via a permit system. The tradition of camping out at vantage points around the city has also been banned, unless it's a council-run ticketed event. Ms Berejiklian also advised Sydney-siders to exercise restraint when the clock strikes midnight and avoid hugging or kissing to ring in the new year. Here's the New South Wales Premier with her update from this morning.
The risk at Greater Sydney, in Greater Sydney and Greater New South Wales, is almost as high as the southern bit of the northern beaches. Not quite there yet, but obviously that is something for us to consider. So I'm asking everybody across the state to be on high alert. You might think you're in a remote part of New South Wales or in a regional community, but you may unwittingly have been with someone who's been to another part of the state where you could have acquired the virus. So please be on your toes, be on high alert, everybody, and please come forward and get tested with the mildest of symptoms. That is a strong message for this morning.
You can follow our rolling coverage and live updates on the latest COVID news at news.com.au now, or download our app from your app store. We'll be back after this.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like, sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
In cricket, and Steve Smith was recognised as the Test Player of the Decade. The out-of-sorts Aussie star missed out on the Sir Garfield Sobers Award for Player of the Decade, which went to Indian megastar Virat Kohli. But Smith was still recognised by the International Cricket Council for his unbelievable batting returns since his 2010 Test debut, which to this point includes 26 centuries and more than 7,200 runs. Smith was the lone Aussie male given an individual honour, but Elise Perry stamped herself with the outstanding player of her generation with a clean sweep of gongs. Perry was unveiled as the winner of the Rachel Hi-Ho Flint Award for the ICC Female Cricketer of the Decade, while also claiming both the ODI and T20i Cricketer of the Decade awards. We'll finish with showbiz news now, and musician Jessie J has been left struggling to sing after being struck down with Meniere's disease. She spent Christmas Eve in hospital in Los Angeles after the inner ear illness left her barely able to hear. Here's what she posted to her socials.
On Christmas Eve, I was literally in the ear hospital, like, going, what is going on? But I'm grateful that I went early and, they worked out what it was real quick. I got put on the right medicine and I feel much better today. I'm super grateful for my health. I've just been laying low in silence. That's the first time I've been able to sing and actually bear it. You can hear that I'm not very good at singing loud yet. I just miss singing so much and being around anyone.
And do you want the chance to win $1,000 each week? Play the daily quiz at news.com.au/quiz and the cash could be yours. And that's it from the newsroom. We'll have another update in the morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.